I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us today is Jack Mullen, a noted author, researcher, and investigator into the machinations of the New World Order, the coming police state, and such. Marshall McLuhan, who is a very great media scientist. He advised presidents of NBC, ABCs, you know, the Alphabet Soup Corporation media in his day, and as well, is the masterstroke. And I have a short synopsis of his work on my website, conspiracy-com, right at the top of the blog page so that you can go there. One of the things he said is World War III is a guerrilla information war with no division between military and civilian participation. And fortunate for you is you have two of the great fighters in this war at your beck and call, here and now, myself and Jack. And, I used to come up with a thing a long time ago, is that as guerrilla information warriors, we throw information bombs and thought grenades to challenge the orthodoxy and shake up your skull a little bit and actually get you to start connecting some neurons so that you can start following your own path, to start to put things together, challenge things that are told to you, and do your own research and come to conclusions. And generally, they'll take you back to a lot of the original documents that founded the United States, take you back to Scripture and God's holy word, and make you realize we've been led astray in a dastardly, dastardly attack. And one of the biggest avenues of that attack is basically like the cowboy firing off his pistol and getting us to stampede and run off a cliff by performing false flag attacks, things that were, you know, I could almost call emotional warfare, and that they use victims as weapons to get you all turned up inside so that you will meekly, blindly follow the path of the Pied Piper of Evil and submit to destroy yourself. And it works so well, unfortunately. But you can educate yourself against these things by listening to us. Okay, Jack, continue a little bit on with this false flag material.
The tool of those false flags that come to my mind immediately, like 9/11, for example, or many of the fake shootings that have been investigated, such as Sandy Hook, the tool is here. And that fear seems to be capable of shutting down the mind in some form, so that clearly obvious things that are right in front of your face are overlooked. And so I recently wrote an article about 9/11. It was just a short one because everything that can be said, it was probably been said, but I found a video on Facebook that had put together a collection of videos that were done at the time of 9/11. They were from people that were in the city, had nice vantage points, and were able to actually film what happened. And the article was on our cabal.com, and that site gets a few little extras whenever either Stephanie or I decide that we need to say something quickly, and that's where this article lives. But it is important because it's got a video. The article, I named it "A Comment on the Mockeries of America's New Pearl Harbor 9/11," and I use the word mockery because 9/11 was just jam-packed with mockeries, and this seems to be the signature of our tormentors, not just to fool us, steal money, wars, and continually enslave us to pay for them for decades, but rather to include some mockery, some form of rubbing your face in it, usually from the position of some occult esoteric knowledge or religions. And in this case of 9/11, it was just jam-packed with it. And my argument was that since they had been able to plan this thing since the 1970s, and it was in the 1970s when Netanyahu and Menachem Begin and George H.W. Bush, I'm sorry, yes, and others were in the Middle East for a seminar on terrorism. It is where they that was basically the birth year of international terrorism, and this was a talk that was given that was going to outline how the United States would help Israel create and then sustain a international war on terrorism. And from out of that came some of Netanyahu's later books, and I can't remember their titles, but they were something similar to, you know, world terrorism and how we can defeat it, something similar to that. And these things were all fabrications. And so over the course of those 30 years or so, they had a long time to basically make this strategy, which they told people about many times in various writings and in movies. And since Zionists basically control the movie industry, we've got to see numerous examples of premonition of 9/11. And so I called those the curiously never investigated evidence of foreknowledge. One of the earlier movies was a 1978 movie called The Medusa Touch, and it was directed by a former Mossad operator and Zionist insider, Arnon Milchon, and I hope I said his name correctly there, but he's the same person that helped fund Oliver Stone's JFK movies and involved with many other movies. But it was one of the first movies that showed airliners flying into buildings in New York City. I think the building in that one was called the Pan Am Building. But regardless, it was an early version of 9/11. And these sort of things continued all the way through until just a few months before 9/11. There was the X-Files spinoff, The Lone Gunman, which was a pilot for a series that Chris Carter came up with. And somehow he had almost the exact story of 9/11 with airplanes, you know, flying into, I think in that case it was the World Trade Center, the Empire State Building. But anyway, he had almost the exact story that he told. And so anyway, I named some of these things as mockeries because it's a history that was plagued with foreshadowing. And one of the things that I wanted to say is that for anybody that wants to get an idea of the greatest mockery played that day, this video that's included in this article would help you understand that there were no airplanes involved with the 9/11 operation at all. I mean, no airliners, no planes flying into buildings or pentagons. Nothing hit the ground in Shanksville, but apparently a missile. Now, there is some, you know, people that say that there was some debris found. Maybe something, some other airplane got shot down because people heard shooting. But there was no plane that hole that supposedly swallowed the airplane in Shanksville. There wasn't any fuel there either. People studied the ground looking for evidence of, you know, airplane fuel. There were no engines. The only thing they actually found there was a passport of one of the hijackers, formerly a cave dweller, which is another mockery. So they have these guys apparently living in a cave and hiding out, and suddenly they're in Florida in a Jeb Bush-friendly airport, training to fly the world's most sophisticated airplanes in a Cessna 172. And they get a few hours of training. I think Muhammad Atta was said to have been a terrible pilot by his instructor. And then we're told they take these airplanes and they do the most sophisticated flying maneuvers known to mankind that experts could do. And they flew these planes into buildings. And then to make the mockery worse, they told us that the kerosene that was in the jet engine's fuel caught the buildings on fire, and then it melted steel, which it's the melting point of steel is like 800 degrees higher than the temperatures that could be achieved with open air kerosene fire. And so these are mockeries. But what they tend to do is damage the brain, because when you see important people and media stars and sports heroes and everybody in the world shaking their head yes to this, it's the mind syndrome of the emperor's new clothes. You feel silly when you question, how is this possible? How's this ever been done before? No, it hasn't ever been done before. Is there any example of an airplane or anything starting a fire in a building that brought it down that was made of the kind of materials that this building was made of? No. Has anyone ever seen an example of an airplane flying into the side of a building that was made up of 650,000 tons of concrete and steel? with almost an acre of concrete on every floor, with tiny windows separated by steel bars. Has anyone ever seen an airplane fly into the building? I mean, it didn't hit the building and come crashing down. It flew into the building. And these are mockeries. And so that's the nature of this article, is to help people. If people can see that this was fake beyond belief, then their minds can be released from the stranglehold of believing the authority that controls this world is actually a truthful and, child-friendly organization. But in fact, it's a ruthless, maniacal animal out of control with a reptilian brain that's basically the brain of a fully developed psychopath. And anyway, there's so much more mockery that I could go into about 9/11, but that's just one of the places that people need to understand that there's important information there. And one of them is that part of the people involved with 9/11 were Israeli, and they were members of the Mossad. And this particular shooting or attack was used in the same fashion to cause change that was necessary for an agenda to continue. And that agenda was to be able to invade and chop up the Middle East and follow the plans outlined in, say, 1982 or so, called the Greater Israel Plan. And it was something that they needed to do to get to hijack and usurp the American, the American government, and then use their military to do the bidding of a foreign enemy or a foreign operative. And this is the sort of thing that we're seeing with all of the false flags. They're being used to, in some way or another, enslave Americans. And there are more and more darker reasons why Americans have to be enslaved. And you cannot be enslaved if you're an armed civilization. Unless you just want to commit suicide. And so one of the agendas at foot here is to remove our weapons. And there's no logical or any kind of argument that can be made that you're safer when you are taken away from your means of self-defense. So if you think about it that way rather than using the term weapons. But weapons are the best methods of self-defense that we have in certain situations. And those situations would be when somebody's planning to come to your home and take you away someplace and genocide you. And this is the state that we find ourselves in today. And it leads me to the most important topic that I have to give the people today. I summed up in part one of my article that I wrote the other day, and I'm working on part two. I wrote an article called Fanaticism Threatens the World, and this was part one. And in this article, I talk about, the various ways in which people are having fake information about religion revealed to them in such a way that it appears to be following some pre-written script, a prophecy, and that information is being used to herd them like animals for a future that, as far as people who are American and have Christian backgrounds, is not going to be happy ending. And this is as clear to me as the moon landings and the sun coming up every day. There isn't anything more clear, nor is there anything scarier than I can think of than the topics that I put into this. And it involves endless amounts of deception. And our world is absolutely a political reality. It has morphed away. It is the Truman Show on steroids. And we do live in a bubble of fakeness. And our news is completely controlled, and it maintains that fakeness. And the school systems are 100% hijacked. That work was done in the, starting in the 20s, late 1800s, and had been nearly completed by the end of the 60s. That education that our young people get is an absolute fake. It's propaganda. It has essence of truth and some reality in it when it doesn't harm the agenda. But for the most part, it is just absolutely filled with complete lies. And these lies support this fabricated reality. So something, for example, like 9/11 happens, and they claim that airplanes fly into buildings and disappear, and the kerosene melts the building and it falls to the ground at free fall speeds, and then it becomes part of the culture. It ends up almost immediately in the textbooks, in the science magazines, how they explain how it can be done, which it couldn't. It goes ultimately into the form of movies, where movies glorify the heroes of the event and so forth, until we have an entirely blown up fake bubble of reality that people begin to reference. And so now we see these shootings everywhere, synagogues, that New Zealand shooting, which I wrote an article on, the shooting at Parkland, the shooting at Las Vegas and so forth, where all these shootings have an essence or maybe even entirely are fabricated, and then they're used as a reason for creating law and reference from there on out as though they were real. And this is just such a scary time to live in a world where your opinions about what's real or not can lead you into a situation where you become a hate speech person or someone who's now called a white supremacist. And by the way, if you're a white person and you think that 9/11 didn't happen the way it happened, or you believe that you have a right to this country as it was created and how the law was designed for you, then you are now a white supremacist and you are going to be associated with Nazis and are going to use this association to marginalize you and then push you out of mainstream, remove you from your workplace, take away your ability to make an income, and worse. And we certainly don't need to go into the worst today, but there is worse. And so these things, you know, I talk about it in this article, religious fanaticism threatens the world, because we're now being led to believe, and we have tens of millions of Americans called Christian Zionists who support this idea that Israel is going to build a third temple, and that through a process that's going to become normalized, Christians are going to be required to accept the Noahide laws, and we're going to be expected to believe that the Messiah has returned. And and so, you know, the sensitivities of the audience, I want to take care of, but at the same time, if you're a Christian Zionist and you believe, because you've been told by your Schofield Bible, that Israel is America's greatest ally and must be supported under all circumstances, you are actually desolated as a night. And I think that this is
we're losing you a bit here, Jack. You're getting a lot of interference. I guess you're on Skype or something like that. So we only got every third syllable for the last minute or so. But, you know, Marshall McLuhan did say, to educate means to produce immunity against a television. And that's something that's very, very important for you, is to turn off the propaganda organ that is taking control of your mind. And these are perilous times. The abilities that these organizations all have, and they're all ganging up on us together. You know, if we want to go back to movies, I have one that's a favorite of mine that I isolated a lot of pictures from. It's a 1974 thriller called Gold with Roger Moore. And you actually see a plane flying past the Empire State Building and going into the World Trade Center. And that these messages are deeply embedded into our cultural system way back when. Pakistan Airlines had an ad, and it talks about bringing Mohammed to Manhattan. And this is, you know, right back in the 70s, too. And you see a giant plane flying towards the World Trade Center. And, you know, so this has been almost a wet dream of the Illuminati forces to destroy this building, sacrifice the lives for power, and to bring on their new world order. And, you know, I think it was even Sesame Street even had pictures of their cartoon characters chomping on, you know, bits and pieces of the World Trade Center as if they were eating cookies. It's been at every level. We just swim in this stuff. And our only defense mechanism primarily is we have to stop taking in this mainstream media poison. I always used to say it's the easiest war that was ever won. All you have to do is change the channel. When you turn them off, they lose their power over you. They no longer have power over you. So why do you turn them on? It's like getting off an addiction to drugs or something like that. Yeah, it feels good for so long, but I have no need for this type of material, knowing that I'm taking poison into my body. Sugar is great unless you eat 10 pounds of it a day. Then it's completely destructive. So avoid it. Get your children away from it as much as possible, and learn to cope with a true reality. This was all formalized in a movie and a book from a long, long time ago, The Wizard of Oz. That's the big story there. The man behind the curtain is controlling your life and making you think that you have no courage, you have no intelligence, you have no soul. But you can find out that you do. And when you find that out, you can apply that and get control of your circumstances again. And the big comment I'd like to make about temples, because I don't look at temples as a good thing, and I don't think God looks at them as a good thing either. I think there's four things that prevent us from getting to the land of milk and honey, the heaven, the other side, are altars, Exodus 20, God says no altars, idols, then the commandments, temples, Revelation 21:22, there are no temples in heaven. And probably one of the biggest is money. We'll do anything for money, violate anything for money. And I don't think there was any in the Garden of Eden, and I don't think there'll be any in heaven. We didn't come with it. We're not leaving with it. So we'll come back with Jack on the other side. Hopefully we've got our connection back stronger, and we'll continue. Thanks.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I am your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us today in our posse is Jack Mullen, and we are talking about the various false flags and the way that the New World Order has to just use all the information that's presented to us as a weapon so that we voluntarily allow our minds and ultimately our souls to be captured and held in a prison, a virtual prison of this media matrix. An old TV show that I still love and admire, probably because it's, you know, just the best of the best. And it's going back to those age-old 60s when they were trying to tell us things, and it's long forgotten now, but it was Mission Impossible, Series 1, Season 1, Episode 23, Action. And it's about making the false flag film. This is the handbook, the blueprint on how you do a false flag massacre to get international attention and an international movement to change humanity's direction and course. Fortunately, the MI team was up in the rafters filming them making the film so that they could show to the world that it was fake. Unfortunately, because we don't know the time and place of these operations, and we don't have a good Mission Impossible team to do this, we have to watch the garbage that they come up with and look at it and be adjusted to the behavior algorithms that they're trying to impose on us. And this is a terrible state of affairs, but do learn that this is standard operating procedure, and you can use logic to analyze the information that's given to you. And one of the best forms of logic I always found is when they parade out the wounded victims. And I remember from this Florida nightclub shooting, they paraded some out, and they were beautiful, glossy pictures in the Daily Mail, and I could look at them, and you see these so-called wounded, paraded out, and I'm going, like, you know, I've seen people with better marks on them that fell off a tricycle. They didn't have a mark on them at all. I mean, nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was just like somebody puts a bandage on top of me and takes my picture, and I'm supposed to have been a gunshot victim. And I take that as an insult because I worked in the armored car industry, and I have a lot of buddies who were shot or had to shoot somebody. And let me tell you, it takes a good week to 10 days just to get that look off your face, never mind to deal with the wounds. And especially when you're coming out with big wounds. You're not just shot with a .32 caliber pistol or something like that. You're hit with an AK-47 or 5.6 millimeter round or something like that. The damage that does to your body is, you know, it's almost like, especially the 5.56, What that does to your bones is like a little explosive went in your body and just shattered them all to pieces. And then they become mini projectiles inside your body and go all over the place. I've got a blog posting from two Australian medical doctors who are in the Middle East for military purposes. And they talk about wounds and show pictures and illustrations of wounds and such like that. And they show one picture of the AK-47 round. You got a bruise the size of a volleyball on you. Okay, now you're not going to be paraded in front of any camera. And usually there's a major psychological distress that even to form sentences is going to be difficult. And one of the other major factors I found with their lies is you can hear. That I noticed that at the Kenya Mall shooting or something. They're interviewing a guy who was shot in the leg, and he's standing in front of the camera like, you know, maybe we should bandage that, eh, get you off to the hospital or something like that. You know, they didn't show that part, but he's supposed to have been shot in the leg. But he can hear perfectly, and a grenade just went off next to his head. And I looked up how many decibels that is, and it's probably like 5 short of making you deaf forever. And, you know, so if you were in a situation like that where all these rounds are going off in an enclosed space and a hand grenade went off near your head, your head's just going to be like, you know, you took 12 punches from, you know, the heavyweight champ and you're just stunned. And anytime anybody says something to you, you know their lips are moving, but you can't hear nothing. You're going to go, what? Huh? What'd you say? Huh? I can't hear. I can't hear. It's going to take you a while before you can hear. And, you know, that's just short of enough noise energy to punch pieces of broken ear bone into your brain and kill you. So you're not set to be on the evening news 2 minutes after it happened. Major, major thing. But nobody knows anything about weapons and how they work and what's involved in it. They make noise, lots of noise, especially in an enclosed space. And, you know, I would be loath that I was ever held up in an enclosed space and had to discharge my weapon without ear protection like that and get into a gunfight. That would hurt something awful. But if you had to save your life, you do it. But it just shows you the level of debauchery and how bad the material is that they present to us. And even one of these victims, like the storyline was, they were crawling through broken glass in the dark under fire. There isn't a mark on them, not one scratch. They don't even have a mark from, like, maybe they took a needle or something like that for the surgeries and operations they were in. It's just so, so bad, but it's so, so good because people are dumb enough to believe it because it was on the TV. And maybe that's why radio is a better thing to do. What do you think about President Trump? And, you know, I hear we're mobilizing aircraft carriers and we're going to be going to the Middle East again. And people are talking about Iran being the boogeyman we have to take out. And my previous guest a few days ago, Eric Zeus, was talking in one of his articles about a former shaman, Hussein Ansari, who's a billionaire here in the United States now, donating to Trump's inaugural festivities $2 million. And he's supposed to be now with a company called Stewart & Stevenson, and is probably being pegged to be the new supreme leader if they do a regime change or something over there because he was hooked up with the oil companies. What do you feel about all this stuff still going on today, taking us down a new rabbit hole?
It's exactly the same thing. And in fact, I wanted to speak about this too, because yeah, we're here. We heard that, that we're sending, I guess the aircraft, carrier, Lincoln, and, it's going to be joined by something else on its way to the Middle East because we're told that, somebody uncovered, and in fact, as it's, presented in a, Israeli newspaper that I was reading this morning, Israel passes White House intelligence on possible Iran plot. It's got this Christian Zionist John Bolton involved in the sense that I follow a site called Israel Live News, Israel I-N-E, okay, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Couldn't see it. And he had this individual, I think his name is Steve DeNoon. He had a very interesting video up this morning where he talked about the fact one of his inside military operatives in the Middle East wrote him very early this morning, like in the wee hours, and said that
false flag had just been done against Iran, but it got foiled because they had intercepted and arrested a group of U.S.-created thugs that agitate in Iran as anti-Iranian and pro-Western and pro-Israel. And they're connected to John Bolton. And these guys were stopped when they were attempting to buy motorboats, and I'm not sure the definition of what kind, but it's the same type of high-speed motorboat that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, or however they're called, uses, you know, when they patrol in the ocean. And so this guy's message was that they stop these people from buying these boats that they plan to use to dress up like Iranians and attack American assets in the in that area, in that region, water. So it is another situation that's very similar to the Gulf of Tonkin again. I mean, it's like it worked well the first time, we'll do it again. But now, you know, the average American doesn't know that that's what really happened. So we're being told that we're mustering troops and sending aircraft carriers. And this is the last part of the Greater Israel Plan, the Enon Plan, as it's called, written about in 1982, where Iran would be the last target taken out before they were able to balkanize those states there and separate them into ethno-states and create the Greater Israel that is defined in the Enon Plan, which, you know, if you see it, it's enormously large. It includes parts of Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Iraq and Jordan and, of course, the West Bank territories, et cetera. And this is the plan. And Wesley Clark told us about it in 2007, and it continues. We can't stop it. Americans' wealth has been drained, and their lifeblood through their children has been damaged, not to mention the millions of people that have been killed or through some derivative means dying in the Middle East because of this plan. And now they head off again to pretend that Iran is the boogeyman. The problem with Iran being the boogeyman is that, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of years it's been. People have different numbers, but they haven't attacked anyone. They seem to be very peaceful, and the culture is more Western than the rest of the Islamic world. And so for all intents and purposes, they should be someone that we respect and allow them to, you know, maintain their own country and make their own decisions inside their own borders. But as usual, the United States is not controlled by people from the United States, and our government is usurped, and there we go. So here's another false flag to start the week off with. Now, does this lead to the final battle? I don't know. I mean, they're in a pretty big hurry to get this done. And they're in, you know, there's all sorts of activity in Syria, and they're making plans. They're already building their pipelines. So it looks like they're, you know, on the last step of this long, drawn-out plan described by Wesley Clark in 2007.
My word. Well, as Albert Pike said, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantages of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. Well, if we already know what they want us right to get into, I think we just put the brakes on and say, I'll pass. We'll do something else, anything else but that. And it's just a great piece of information you've presented us with that. Do send me the link so I can read it and post it myself, because this is how wars start. That's why they're so ludicrous. They're always started, almost without exception, by some false flag maneuver to lure you up into some state of hysteria where you're going to respond something. And even if you don't have the false state of hysteria, they'll just use that, as their casus belli to take us into war. Like, I don't think anybody got, too upset about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, but it still didn't stop the machine from turning it into their power stroke to start a war that claims so many American lives and caused Americans to kill so many other people needlessly, uselessly, all for the power of this giant political machine or police state, military-industrial complex. We don't need it anymore. I didn't have children to be killed in a war, to fight and die in a war, or anything like that. When there's parachutes in the sky and something's landing on your head, well, that's a different story. You got to do what you got to do. But to falsely orchestrate these things and conspire to get people to kill each other is just, there's crazy, demented people that are in prison, but I think the ones running our world are far more dangerous. And, make these other clowns look like clowns by comparison for the level of debauchery that unfolds here. So at least we know that at Power Hour Nation, and we can get a buy on that. You did quote Morpheus. I love some of his sayings in one of your articles, too. Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world? And this is where they put us, is they manufacture these dreams in our mind so that we think it is the real world, and it's not. Sandy Hook being a classic example, that, as I said last time up, I had the police audio tapes. You listen to that. What they're telling you isn't what they said in the newspapers. It's not even close. And one of the police supervisors says it's a drill. And there's other shooters. They were actually caught on camera that they were tactical officers from a neighboring police department and things like that. Major faux pas here. you've turned this monster shooting into a Larry Curly and Moe outfit here, where you can see so many holes in it that it, why anyone takes it seriously is beyond belief. That power of that god-awful television set and these fake media organs that are the corporations, really, the Operation Mockingbird of today. Yes, Jack.
Your advice to turn off the television, I mean, of course, I haven't had a television connected to any system of delivered, regular, paid-for broadcasting since 2007. And if we could just get everybody, I mean, if we could get a large portion of the population to stop listening to their garbage, their lies, their manipulation, and their commercials, it would bring down the entire corporate structure. I mean, just that one simple step, disconnecting our minds from this, that John Carpenter movie, They Live, that would shut down that stream of information that's constantly in your mind. I mean, you see, you go to a restaurant today, and every place you go to eat, or any public place for that matter, it doesn't be a hotel lobby, it's endless television. And it's either the fake news or some sports of some kind, but it's constantly involving your mind. It's constantly sending subliminal messages. It is a menace to humanity. Now, the next thing I wanted to say before we run out of time is that, I've investigated Donald Trump to a point of, I'm tired of doing it. And there's absolutely no hope for these Americans who think that Donald Trump's going to make America great. And just a little bit of evidence, just a little bit of investigation, even just going and reading some of the references in my articles, you can see that Donald Trump is about making Israel great, and he has no problem saying it. And there are Make Israel Great mega hats all over Israel, and AIPAC and CPAC and all these PACs. They're loaded with people that all they do is influence American government to benefit Israel. And the thing about it is that Israel's a foreign country, and I get daily messages from my congressman about events in Israel every day. Now, this person, his name is McKinley, he's obviously not an American first. And neither is Bolton, and neither is Pence and Pompeo. These people are all infiltrators, and they're operating under the control of a political system that's posing as a religion. And it is extremely dangerous, and it's the most important thing in Americans' lives now to get over the Trump phenomena and start doing something positive to make it be that we disconnect ourselves from a foreign nation. And I don't know what you can do. You can just do anything you can do. And if all you can do is turn off the television and ABC radio news and the list goes on and on and on, then you've done something. And if you can influence your children to stop, or take your children out of schools and educate them yourself, which will soon be impossible. These are the little steps that you can take. And then if you can afford to do bigger steps, it's time to tell people. I mean, we're running out of time. There's not time left. There used to be time left. And I thought back in 2007 and 2006 and 2005 that things were really bad. That was like the good old days. I mean, it is accelerated to where we can see we're in the mad dash. People are waking up, and the system is going to clamp down. And if they can produce all these anti-Semitism laws that fundamentally, absolutely violate the Constitution and the establishment cause of the First Amendment, you will not be able to say a word about what is happening to your life. And this will be an iron curtain of silence. And it's being drawn down on us now. Every single day there is a new law, some sort of a new resolution, some sort of new call. And then right after that, a new event. The first synagogue shooting, the second one comes exactly 6 months and to the day. And these things are, these coincidences are just too coincidental to be coincidences. And so I'm asking that, you know, people read George's articles, read Stephanie's articles, read my articles, seek out people like Adam Green at No More News on YouTube, KNOW More News, and this individual with IsraelNewsLive.org. These people have a clue, and they are well connected, and the stuff they have to say is extremely important. And their timeline is very narrow. They don't see this system that we live in today being available to us by the end of Trump's second term, or maybe Trump's the last American president in this paradigm. And I don't know when the time frame is, but I know that my life has been filled with observations, and it is speeding up, and it's a mad dash now to close it all down. And there's all sorts of things. I mean, Europe is going to shut the internet down. I saw an article today where Spain was, Britain was recommending that they have an internet committee that studies the material on the internet and decides what you can and can't listen to, or what you can and cannot read. And this is just the beginning. The internet was a fluke, and it got out of control. And I wrote an article called "For a Limited Time Only" about 3 years ago. That's what the internet is. It's a limited time only, unless we take back control of our world, our countries, our cultures, our legacies, our ancestors' history. If we can't have it back in the way it was, then it's gone forever. And believe me, they are wiping out history every moment they can. None of our children will even know what the Civil War was about. And that's just the beginning. So that's my comments on the Trump administration, these people that buy into the QAnon stuff. That's, you're just being sucked down a rat hole with no bottom. And
well, I look at the paradigm with the Trump and the Clintons as good cop, bad cop. Classic type of strategy. They were arm in arm, love children for many, many long years, and all of a sudden they're amazing opposites. So it looked to me like it was a staged, managed divide and conquer routine, because each side of the left-right paradigm is so focused on looking at the evils of the other one that they're not paying any attention to the fact that their country's stolen right from under their feet. And, the motto for Israeli intelligence is, of course, by way of deception. And they're masters at it. And most of the things that are coming your way are just master strategies of deception. And once you just take that as a given, then you don't have a whole lot to fuss about. And we never needed an internet to have a French Revolution, to have the American Revolution. It's probably far more dangerous not to have the internet, because the internet can give you a release valve to let the pressure off. If you're just
That's true.
Kind of collecting arms with your friends and neighbors and just finally say, I've had enough of this stuff, then the revolution starts.
Yep.
And there's probably no power that can shut it off. And we don't have to have Q or any of these other people saying white hats are coming to do this or do that. You know, I remember once we had a rope manufacturer or supplier as an advertiser, and I said, well, maybe one day they'll be providing some rope. But that was just in jest. But, you know, the Bible is very clear about who owns the airwaves, Ephesians 2:2. In which ye once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Satan is the prince of the airwaves, the mainstream media. And when you're in tune with them, you're in tune with Satan. And that's why the programming content frequently is so vile, disgusting, evil, homicidal, brutal, degenerate in any way, shape, or form is because it's his way. Not God's way or a true and proper way. That's one of the big reasons I stopped watching, you know, modern television as well, because it is just, you got to hold your nose and cover your eyes. It is just that bad. I remember, you know, when I was a child, like, you might have had Disney, and then it went to vampire slayers and stuff. Anyway, we're out of time, I hear, so we got to thank Jack Mullen for coming in and giving us a very enlightened briefing, especially on Iran and the false flag attack. That's why Power Hour Nation is number one, and we'll have to play again, Jack, because we're going to win. Thanks for coming out, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.